And Styrian State Television, as you know, is now airing excerpts of this video of you that was shot. I'm not sure how they got this video. Do you know how they got it? Did they intercept it?
While I was trying to talk to CNN, I was online for like 20 minutes, so it's live broadcast. I don't know how they got it. This is all private. See, we should have. This has all been deleted. We have to delete all this stuff.
Right. I want to ask you some specifics. They say the truth of Danny the Zionist. That's the title of this, and it's obviously heavily edited. They say at one point, and I'm going to show this. They say that you were saying, "Get the target ready to shoot." Right. No, shoot it like I'm telling you. Let's take a look.
No, Ibro.
And then the banner in Arabic says, notice the sound of an explosion after he gave the order. They're making it seem like you were fabricating the sound of explosions.
Yes, okay. If you exactly watch the it was about 6 minutes I was talking to you actually on CNN that time. There was no shooting going on at the time. So if I was telling him to shoot so I can make it look like there's a war going on, there would be shooting on the back sound while I was talking to you.
They said the sound of the bang there was the sound of you guys faking a shot.
That was the sound a long way ago. Even at the time, the area I was sitting in wasn't even being hit. They were hitting another area, as I told you, was called Khaldi. It's about 15 kilometers away from where I am.
I want to play another part of this, of their tape. Your cameraman is saying, say there that shells fell and we are pulling bodies.
Yes.
Let's take a look. The banner there says even the cameraman is lying. What was happening there?
Look, as any journalist works, as anyone who's trying to work, it isn't just me, all the reporters inside, they tell us you have to say this. This is actually what's going on. I don't know everything that's going on in there. They get the information, how many people have been killed. So I'm not really a reporter. They remind me, don't forget to say this. Tell them we have people dead, people underneath the destruction, so I don't forget.
They also say that you are basically have been paid by CNN.
Yeah.
That's categorically untrue. Just for the record,
of course,
have you ever worked for CNN? Have you ever received any money from CNN?
I have not received one penny from CNN. I am not a CNN journalist.
You've been very upfront of the fact that you went there to join the Free Syrian Army, that you wanted to join. So you're not pretending to be an impartial journalist.
No. I still want to join the Free Syrian Army if they would accept me. I would love to join the Free Syrian Army to protect my country.
One of the frustrating things as a reporter is that, and for this we blame the Syrian regime, is we've repeatedly tried to go to homes, to get into Syria, to get visas, to do it the proper way, and they're repeatedly refusing. So, unlike in many conflicts, we have ended up relying on people like you, on people who have uploaded these videos, and though we can't independently verify them,
of course,
the reason we are relying on these videos is because of the Syrian regime's refusal to allow outside observers in.